Walter, you're very welcome to the show.
Thanks very much for having me, Amber.
So, Walter, you're the CEO of Social Ties. Tell us a small bit about the platform, I suppose, what it does and what it involves.
So, Social Ties is an app you can download on your phone that provides a digital home for any organisation or community or school. So the best way to explain Social Ties is to talk about our, I suppose, our first partnership, which was with Kilkenny GA and the formation of the first app, which was Kilkenny Cat Social. So in Kilkenny Cat Social, we provide a kind of one-stop shop for all things Kilkenny GA. So there, I suppose there are three key stakeholders in Kilkenny Cat Social. So the first is the app user or supporter. The second is the organisation or the community, so Kilkenny GA in this case. And the third is the business or advertisers. So, for example, Tierlawn, who are advertising on our app. So I'm supposed to explain, though, the user or supporter. So I'm now a supporter of Kilkenny since I retired there last year. So I go to the website for, let's say, fixtures and results, X for live updates, go to Instagram and Facebook for, you know, general news and see what's going on, buy the paper for articles and listen to Spotify or the local radio for podcasts. Kilkenny Cat Social has all those things incorporated in one place. So it kind of solves this problem in that respect. So it's a newsfeed that has everything you want from Kilkenny, kind of pulling in from all different types of media in one place. The next is the organisation or the community. So in this case, Kilkenny GA, they're always different than any other county board around the country. They're always looking to raise money and asking businesses for sponsorship, with maybe little to offer, maybe a sign in the local stadium. With Kilkenny, we provide a platform for the supporters, and we've a shared advertising model. So 50% of all ad revenue goes directly back to Kilkenny GA. So it's going directly actually to the Centre of Excellence, which is being developed. And in Kilkenny, we're a bit behind in that regard. So it's going to, I suppose, it's generating revenue for the organisation. Yeah, so the app allows Kilkenny GA to thrive and grow as well with that as well. So it's supporting local, and that's an important message. And it's free for the community. So it's completely free for Kilkenny GA to partner with us as well. And obviously it's free to download for the supporters. So it's a win-win situation for Kilkenny GA in this case. And this can apply to like schools. It can apply to national government bodies. So any community as well, there's that ad tech that will generate funds as well, which is good. And I suppose the last person and the key stakeholder in Social Ties is the business or the advertiser. So local businesses want to support local, but again, they're firing money at different things, but with little return on investment. So with Social Ties, we provided them the opportunity to advertise digitally. And also it's supporting the Centre of Excellence in Kilkenny here. While we also provide analytics back to the businesses. So if I suppose the future in this regard is digital advertising as well. And it's, I suppose, the local businesses or advertisers on the platform, you know, they're reaching over 6,000 Kilkenny people who are using the app. So we have 6,000 active users on the app. And it's, I suppose, what it's doing is it's putting money back into the local community, in this case, Kilkenny. And I suppose there's a feel-good factor for the business because they're supporting local, but also they're getting a bit of bang for their buck in that case, and they're getting brand awareness, and we're able to provide analytics on impressions, views, clicks, all those things on the ads as well. So that's kind of a long-winded, what Social Ties is. I hope I explained it well enough there. That,
yeah,
I suppose, yeah, it's going great at the minute. Kilkenny, we're loads of businesses advertising with us, and it's going really well in that regard.
Brilliant, that's fantastic. And I suppose, Walter, where did the idea for this business come from?
One of my friends was working with a guy called Brendan Kavanagh, and initially we were looking at club management software, but we pivoted from that, and we discussed it, what problems are there. Like if you look at Kilkenny GA, for example, we were looking at maybe clubs, but in this case, I think Social Ties is more, I think there's more value in getting in with the county board at that level, because there was a lot of areas, like I said, like you're going to different, like you're going to Instagram, you're going to Twitter, everything was spread out. We just thought it would be one place, and we I suppose we co-founded it after a pivot from club management, and that's where myself and Brendan Kavanagh formed Social Ties.
Okay, and it's really interesting because I suppose it's all kind of around communication. So obviously you've mentioned the GAA there, but you know, different community organisations, maybe schools even, or different community groups maybe as well. Like, it'll benefit everyone, and a really interesting way, I suppose, to keep in touch with what's happening locally as well, and to keep informed as well, but in touch with the members of your local community or the members of your local club, depending on what the situation is.
Yeah, definitely. And it's like, there's so many different communities here as well. And if you sign up to Social Ties and you're on the Kenny GA one, you can obviously sign up to be part of another community as well. And like, schools are an area that we're working with, and we're getting into schools at the minute as well. And if you think about it, like, the whole area around schools and internet safety, it's like, this is extremely safe. Like, in the back end, over a community, you can decide who enters the community. So it's extremely safe in that regard. You can also turn off one-to-one chat, so that's not, I suppose, an issue on the app, especially with schools. And we talk about cyberbullying and all those things. This is actually a safe place where, like, you can post all, like, there's, like, I was teaching up until the end of May this year, a secondary school teacher, so I'm on a career break from that as well. And I know all the wonderful things that are going on in schools, like, in terms of activity. Like, you could stream, you know, the football match that's, the second year footballers are playing a match, that could be streamed on our platform, and it's just people of the school community that can see it. Or it could be a school play that, you know, you could stream, and just even weekly activities. There's an event section as well, so all events coming up, and it just makes it safe, and it's a really useful tool for communication. And it's part of the Olive for Educational Wallet. And this is what the Educational Wallet is. It's a preloaded laptop, 2-in-1 laptop that can be used as a tablet and a keyboard. And it's educational only. So through Senso classroom management, like, sites are blocked on it, and obviously you can manage your classroom with that as well. But the apps on it are Microsoft 365 or Google Classroom, because schools are kind of with either or. There's also Tutorials 365, which is on-demand videos in 20 subjects that are there. And yeah, it's nearly like Netflix in that you can pick your subjects that you want to do. Just say you didn't understand something in math, so there's some of the top teachers have been taking videos basically going through explaining math, or it could be science or whatever, and you can look back on that with this preloaded tablet. There's also life skills, which are loads of online courses, everything like from first aid or health and safety. There's online training there as well, which is probably very applicable with transition years at the moment with the changing of the course. And Social Ties is actually part of that as well. It's the communication platform of the Educational Wallet as well. So we're part of that as well. So that's after just rolling out in schools just since the end of August. So Social Ties is going through schools as part of the Educational Wallet as well. But schools can sign up as well. And even things like fundraising and so on, like, for me, we're like, the businesses advertising is an option for schools, but it's not the main priority. That's obviously how the schools can make money, and obviously how Social Ties makes money. But I think it's more than that. So it's free for the school as well. So if they wanted to sign up, it's there for them. And there's options then for ad tech, or maybe if they want to do fundraisers or that. But it's there for everyone, really, a community, big or small, to set up their own community. And I suppose what we call it is a digital home for that community.
Fantastic. It sounds great, and a really interesting and creative idea as well. If any community is listening, Walter, and they want to find out a little bit more, or they maybe want to sign up to Social Ties, how can they do that?
Yeah, we've our website at socialize.com. We're on Instagram at Social Ties, LinkedIn. There's anywhere, if you just search Google Social Ties, you'll find us there. And you can look at, download the app, and you can see some of the communities we're working with at the minute. So we've Kilkenny or GA are there. There's also GA Handball are signed up. There's schools starting to populate the Social Ties as well. So look, I suppose there's no downside to it in relation to that, because for any community, it's free, and obviously it's free to download for just the users as well. So yeah, look, we're really happy with how things are going.
Ah, fantastic. Well, it sounds great. Walter, thanks so much for taking the time to join me on the show this evening to talk about it.
Thanks very much, Amber. Thanks for your time.